You can take the leash off and you can live in freedom because you know you're loved. You can tell the truth. We're all going to die anyway. This is the deepest truth. And your job is to be honest and to be loving to other people. Okay, that's your job. Only belief in God allows that. And once you do it, it's like, it's not only fine, it's great. It's actual liberation.
My man, Tucker Carlson. I love this man's laugh.
God, I think submission to God is like the whole point of life, but I didn't say anything. I was like, sorry, Sharia law.
And that statement is what I believe compelled Tucker Carlson to share this next story. I'm going to share with you a story about Jesus at the Charlie Kirk Memorial in front of a full stadium with millions watching all around the world. Let's have a listen.
And it actually reminds me of my favorite story ever. So it's about 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, and Jesus shows up and he starts talking about the people in power, and he starts doing the worst thing that you can do, which is telling the truth about people, and they hate it, and they just go bonkers. They hate it, and they become obsessed with making him stop. This guy's got to stop talking. We've got to shut this guy up. And I can just sort of picture the scene in a lamp-lit room with a bunch of guys sitting around eating hummus, thinking about what do we do about this guy telling the truth about us? We must make him stop talking. And there's always one guy with the bright idea, and I could just hear him say, I've got an idea, why don't we just kill him? That'll shut him up. That'll fix the problem.
I have to wonder, was that your way, Tucker, of pointing at those same forces today? Because you definitely weren't talking about the one person who's actually sitting in jail right now. Was that some kind of code? Were you hinting at something deeper? What do you guys think? Leave your comments in the comments below. Now, I can tell you this. In my own conversation with Charlie Kirk, and people can go back and watch, if they haven't already, the video I did about this, I saw a glimpse of what Tucker was describing. Charlie and I had a really good exchange. It was unfortunate that he was literally, as I explained in my video, taught to hate Islam and Muslims. But I really believe Tucker can help change that part. Besides that, there were many things we can agree upon. Even though we condemn what happened to him, I also saw how much potential he had if only he could have moved past that barrier of being taught to hate Islam. Now again, watch the video to learn more about my personal experience with Charlie Kirk to get the gist of what I'm talking about. Tucker recently also spoke about the forces that are destroying society and the things that are really damaging the world.
Like if you live in a world where people in your high school class are on OnlyFans, I'm not attacking those poor people who feel they have to do that or have been misled into doing it. But the people profiting from it are more dangerous and evil than Iran. And they're certainly more of an imminent threat to your country. Are you joking? It's not even close. So let's just reorient around honesty and truth and try to create a meaningful hierarchy of concern and threat. And the number one threat that we face is people becoming bad. That's the worst thing. You can't have a good country with bad people. And all of us have participated in that bad, including me.
And by the way,
and we should say that.
And he's 100% right. In a recent tweet I wrote, the devil convinced the world that Islam is the problem. Not porn, not drugs, not alcohol, not corruption, not broken families, not greed. These are the real problems destroying society. And this is kind of what Tucker's alluding to. When I say Islam is the solution to these social ills. And who are the people? Are these the very same people that he was talking about in this story that I just showed you, that are distracting people with Islam is the problem, and they're the ones who are actually doing all of these, promoting all these social ills? One of them, exactly what he's talking about. Who are the people behind OnlyFans and all these other industries? Tucker also, in a recent interview, he talked about empty churches, people speaking about Jesus in a different language.
I'm feeling despondent. I go next door to the Scottish church, the Presbyterian church. Beautiful, beautiful church, like in beyond. And there's no one in it. Of course, no whites are going to church, of course. You know, his name is spoken in other languages.
Tucker, you should look more into Islam, my friend. Mosques are filling up for a reason. More and more intelligent people like yourself are sincerely reading the Quran, asking God that simple prayer, guide us, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us on the straight path. And they're coming to Islam. So just like you mentioned, the Lord's Prayer. Islam is in the Lord's Prayer.
Our core prayer given to us by Jesus, the Lord's Prayer.
O our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Pay attention, thy will be done. This is Islam, submission to the will of God. And Tucker also, when he learned about submission to God, he was like, actually, this is a good thing. So he's actually saying Islam is a good thing.
Whatever, I don't know if I ever met a Muslim, but he's like, you know what Islam means? Submission. And like, let it hang in the air. Like, mm-hmm. that was self-evidently disgusting. And I was like, I kind of think submission to God is like the whole point of life, but I didn't say anything. I was like,
let me finish with what Tucker had talked about, that deeper truth of death. That reality is what brought me to where I am today and made me take this very, very serious. We will all leave this life behind. All the material possessions, everything will stay. And then we'll be in the grave. And at the end, this journey, there'll be the day of judgment. And those who pass the test of life will enter paradise, and those who fail will be in the hellfire. There's no wishful thinking, oh, she or he went to a better place. Ultimately, God decides. And Islam is the only way of life that gives that detailed account of what to expect after the soul leaves the body. And if you didn't prepare for that moment, how are you going to expect the rewards, or to end up passing the test and getting into paradise? Islam gives you all the answers to the tests and how to prepare. Tucker talked about the people falling short and having to change their hearts. He was talking to the Christians.
That is a call to change our hearts from Jesus. And that is the only way forward in this country. That is the only solution to where we all know we're going. And Charlie knew where we were going without that.
They've been convinced to support what's happening in Palestine against innocent human beings, children who haven't offended anyone. They're not even at the age to offend anyone because of these distorted teachings of the Scofield Bible, dispensationalism. So Christians feel that they're sinful for not supporting this state that's committing these atrocities.
Now, for many Christians, this will be extremely shocking to hear, and I totally understand that, but I ask you to hear me out. Everything I present here is solid evidence. It can be researched by anyone, and all the facts are available for every person who has the courage to look at these facts. So why is nobody aware of this? Why is the entire Christian community worldwide, which consists of roughly 2 billion people, why do they support the state of Israel blindly? Let us go back into history a little bit. For many centuries, Palestine was a very peaceful region where Muslims, Jews, and Christians lived in harmony with one another. There was no hatred, there was no war. This is something unnatural that is created by higher powers in politics and in the financial world. But these people had no issue with one another whatsoever. It's only when the Rothschilds started investing into establishing this state that hatred was artificially incited between different people groups. So after centuries of living happily in peace and in harmony, suddenly there was this invasion by forces that are called Zionists or Zionism. Zionism is indeed the philosophy or the movement of people who want to establish a new Israel as the center of a one world government. In order to accomplish their goal, they, however, had to do one very important thing. They needed the support of the worldwide Christian community. They needed the churches on their side. So, in the 19th century, before Israel was founded, the Rothschilds worked closely with several people in Christianity. They attracted a man called Cyrus Scofield. He was a convicted criminal lawyer, an expert in fraud and forgery. He was asked to create a new Bible, the Scofield Study Bible. This was the first Bible in all of history to contain hundreds of footnotes. In these footnotes, a new doctrine was introduced into the American Evangelical Church, which says that there was to come a new political military Israel, and that that would be the place where the Messiah would come to rule the world. And they said that that would be the fulfillment of the promise that God had made to Abraham. And that would also be the fulfillment of the promise that Christ would return to earth. This Bible was then spread all throughout America through the Moody Bible Institute, and it became the foundation for the current day evangelical theology. Nobody was aware that this Bible was directly funded by Satanists and that it served the agenda to get Christianity on their side for establishing a new Israel that would become the headquarters of their one world government. And again, I know that all this sounds outrageous to many people who have never heard this before, but you can research this. And I encourage you to do your due diligence. I've studied this for decades, and I know what I'm talking about. But it's very difficult sometimes when you talk to people who are not informed, who have simply accepted a certain mindset, who have blindly believed that, and who repeat it to everybody else without ever doing their research. But all this is historical fact. The Scofield Study Bible was published by the Oxford University Press, which was owned by the Rothschilds. And this whole theology was first written out by John Darby, whose family owned the most haunted castle in the world, Leap Castle, where 150 dead bodies were found in the cellars and where satanic masses were held. John Darby used all kinds of occult terms in his religious writings. He was involved in many secret societies and occult groups. And he is the one who educated Cyrus Scofield. But John Darby was an employee of the Rothschilds. He worked for the East India Company. The Scofield Study Bible literally said that everyone who supported this new Israel would be blessed by God, and everyone who did not support it would be cursed by God. So fear and intimidation was used to force Christians to be on their side, and they succeeded. In our time, the vast majority of Christianity believes thoroughly that this new political military state of Israel is indeed the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham. But they haven't got the slightest clue what's really going on here. The whole violent invasion into the land of Palestine, where Muslims and Christians and Jews had been living peacefully together for thousands of years, is based on a misunderstanding of the promise that God made to Abraham.
But more and more Christians are waking up to this reality, and Tucker is one of the voices helping to lead the way. So Tucker, I invite you, my friend, to continue what I was trying to start with Charlie Kirk. Come, meet a Muslim. Let's talk on or off air. Let's try to reverse the engineering of hate that's been systematically designed. Because when people unite on this type of hate, there's no good that's going to happen. And Tucker sees that. And those same forces that he's talking about in the story.
Jesus shows up and he starts talking about the people in power.
Then when he mentions the OnlyFans.
Like, if you live in a world where people in your high school class are on OnlyFans, I'm not attacking those poor people who feel they have to do that or have been misled into doing it. But the people profiting from it are more dangerous and evil.
These same people that I mentioned in my tweet, the actual problems that are destroying society, we unite to try to combat those things. But the devil convinced the people and these satanic forces that Islam is somehow the problem. But then Tucker talks about, actually, submission to God is a good thing.
He's like, you know what Islam means? Submission. Like, I kind of think submission to God is like the whole point of life, but I didn't say anything. I was like,
and that's what Islam calls you to do, to submit your will to the will of the Creator, the same way Jesus did, the same way Abraham did and Moses did, and the last and final message is sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. They all were brothers in faith. And they all called people not to worship creation, but to worship the one Creator, pure, absolute monotheism. And to be morally upright, to have a direct connection with the Creator, not to worship the creation, but to worship the one who created creation. Doesn't that make sense? Yes, it does. You know it. So I'd like to give you a free copy, a gift from me to you, so you can learn for yourself. Go to thedeanshow.com. And read this book, the Quran. We want you to read it. We're not hiding it from you, discouraging you from looking into it. look into it for yourself. And we'll see you next time. Subscribe if you haven't already. Leave us in the comments below. What do you think? Who was Tucker Carlson referring to in that story? Let us know what you think. And help us to reach Tucker. Share this with him. And I have a feeling, I don't know why, that inshallah, God Almighty, Allah opens the door and I'm able to connect with Tucker. We can do great things together, make history. And I was really trying to do that with Charlie Kirk. Don't forget, watch that video where I talk about my personal experience, my conversation with Charlie Kirk and what I was trying to do. And inshallah, God willing, hopefully I can possibly achieve that with a person like Tucker Carlson. We see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.